Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Some tidbits of sports history for June 7th reveal a historic pinch hit. At least in the eyes of the batter, a record of the oldest baseball player is set, and a very patient batter prevails in a game. These are more coming up in just a moment. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch, and welcome to the sports break for June 7th. Our lucky numbers today of our uniforms are the number 22 and number 14. June 7th, 1892, the first pinch hitter in baseball history? Well, John J. Doyle of the Cleveland Spiders claimed he was the first to pinch hit in a baseball game. According to Sabre.org, Doyle was called upon by his manager, Patsy Toubeau, in the ninth inning of a game at Brooklyn to bat in the place of pitcher George Davies. He responded by hitting a single, which Doyle would later claim won the game. However, the records prove that it didn't. Brooklyn won the contest 2-1. Nonetheless, for many years, it was indeed thought to be the first instance of a pinch hitter being used in a major league game. Doyle surely thought so, as he often recanted all the details of his accomplishment. Years after Doyle's passed away, however, researchers verified a pinch-hitting appearance for Charlie Riley of the Philadelphia in the National League on April 29, 1892, and have found others that may still have reached an accomplishment even earlier. So sorry, Doyle, you weren't the first. June 7, 1932, you are never too old. At the ripe old age of 47 years old, Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Jack Quinn, wearing number 22 that year, became the oldest player in MLB history to have ever recorded an extra base hit when he smacked a double in the contest where the Dodgers beat the Cubs 9-2. June 7, 1972, Pittsburgh Pirates batter Gene Alley, who wore number 14 that season, had plenty of patience as he earned a bases-loaded walk, allowing the Buccos to beat the Padres 1-0 in the 18th inning. Well, that's our sports history that we're sharing with you today for this short sports break. Tune in every day for some more great sports history, and go to the sportshistorynetwork.com or jerseydispatch.com for more on the sports history of the day. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com forward slash podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.